I'm speaking with Emily Beck, a local singer-songwriter who is currently on tour in upstate New York, and she's here to tell us about her tour and her artistry. Welcome to the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So, firstly, how would you describe your style? What is your genre of music?
Yeah, generally I call it urban folk music. It can also be put under the singer-songwriter title. It's just me playing the guitar, and I have a lot of original music, and some of the influences for the original music come from folk and the singer-songwriter. There's also influence of jazz and funk and different things like that, which is why I kind of call it urban folk because it's not totally in that folk box, but yeah.
Cool. So you'll be playing at the Troy Farmers Market on July 6th, correct?
Yeah.
Will you be there the entire day?
I will be. I think it's 9 to 2 or something. I'm going to be there the whole day, so it'll be fun. Yeah.
Gotcha. And will you be playing all original music or
I'll be
do you play
mixing in.
covers?
Yeah, I'll be mixing in some covers too. I'll definitely play a lot of my original music, and then I'll mix in covers throughout the day too, since it's a longer period of time. I'll probably mix in some jazz, some folk, some Joanie, and then maybe some newer stuff. But yeah, it'd be cool.
Cool. Now you said it's just you and your guitar. I see a piano behind you. Do you also play piano?
Yeah, not really. I kind of do. I'm currently in grad school for music therapy, so I have to kind of know how to play the piano as well. But I'm definitely not as proficient on the piano as guitar. Yeah.
Gotcha. So what other cities are you hitting on your tour?
Well, I am gonna be mostly around the upstate area throughout the summer so far, unless something changes. But I'll be in Hudson, I'll be in Windham, Kingston, Middletown. I'll be in the city as well for a few performances by Lake Mayopep, New Paltz, Cold Spring. So right around all in that area, like in the New York area at the moment.
Gotcha. So those are a little bit souther than Troy. What brought you up to the Capital Region when you're in Troy?
Yeah, I've been to Troy, I've been to the Albany area, just because it's all really not too far. But I played this farmers market the last, I don't know if it's been 2 years, but last season I played a couple times and I just really enjoyed it. I enjoyed the people, and it was the largest farmers market I've ever been involved in, and I just found it so fun to interact with people for that whole span of time in the morning, and seeing all the local markets. And yeah, I just found it really fun. So I wanted to come back this season as well and just be a part of the experience again.
Cool. So, in addition to playing live, you've also released some music. Do you record it yourself?
Yeah, I just released a song actually last Friday, which was
Oh,
really exciting.
congratulations.
Thank you. It's called Resilient and it's out on all streaming platforms. For that song, it's kind of been all over the place. I've recorded at a bunch of different studios. But usually I will go into a studio to record. It's just a little bit easier for me. This last song, I recorded some little bits and pieces on my own, but then I brought it in with the rest of the bulk of the recording. And yeah, they helped me mix it and put it together. So yeah, usually it's a collaborative effort to get the song actually on the streaming.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a musician myself, so I know exactly what you mean. So when did you start writing music?
I started writing music a while ago. I was actually thinking about this before because I always forget, but I started playing the guitar in 2009, which is like 15 years ago in high school. Before that, I was playing the violin, like as a kid in the orchestras and all of that. And then I just kind of stumbled upon a guitar, found it in my house, and started playing. And there happened to be books and everything. It was like the perfect find. So I just kind of sat there and went through all the books that were there that night. And shortly after starting to play the guitar. I wanted to get more books and then I wanted lessons. And that kind of just led into songwriting for me. So the guitar has really been a tool for me in the songwriting. And that probably started, I don't know, like 14, 13 years ago. I've been writing since then.
When you were in high school, you said.
Yeah, I think I was like a junior in high school or something when I started doing all the, like, I kind of branched out of my violin and moved on to something a little bigger and a little different. And yeah, the songwriting all happened then. Before then, I was like writing a lot of poetry and things like that, but I never really thought of it in the form of song before. So, yeah.
Gotcha. But you did have that kind of musical background as a violinist. So you always had an interest in music, it seems like.
Yeah, that was why, like, when I did find the books for the guitar, I was able to just kind of like do it on my own for a little bit there. I always had an interest in music. I got gifted this like little baby violin when I was in elementary school from my aunt, which is really cool. And that I just kind of kept going and playing and doing that throughout, grade school. So I've definitely always been interested in music, and I think over time the different genres and have developed as I've grown.
Cool. Couple more questions for you. You actually kind of answered this. You mentioned you're in school right now, but I was wondering, is being a musician your full-time job?
It has been at times, and right now I also have just recently moved to Manhattan, so I'm trying to, figure out that transition and how to get more involved in the music scene here. So I've still been playing a lot, and I have also started teaching a little bit of music just to supplement, my income. But it's been really rewarding and fun to teach. And then at the moment, I'm also in grad school, so that does take up some time. I have one more year, and then after that, I'm hoping, along with just playing, I'll do a little bit of music therapy as well.
Very cool. How has it been balancing your music in school versus just kind of performing and working on your own stuff?
Yeah, it's been a challenge. I went into it naively, but that's okay. We all learn from our choices. I really wanted to be like, actually, this happened during COVID. I was seeing some of my art friends. They were, doing different like paint and sip and like kind of just like these things that were involved in the community that they weren't necessarily doing before. And they were maybe virtual and then they moved in person. But I was kind of just watching people expand what they were doing rather than just like only their creations. Like, how can they be of service to other people? And I was thinking if there was anything I could do, I was like, I don't know. Is there anything more I can do with music? And I just kind of stumbled upon the idea of music therapy and helping people, with challenges in their daily life through music. And I wanted to get involved with that. So that's why I ended up back in school. It's been a challenge to balance everything, but I'm playing music all day, every day, at my internship, and I'm learning different instruments. And I think that all of that knowledge is really helping me, in my music as well. And I've still been able to write and release music and perform. And so I've found the balance, but it is a challenge at times.
Yeah, awesome. Well, sounds like you're playing music all day. Sounds like pretty good time.
Yeah, it's fun to me.
So where can people find out more? Where about your tour? But where can they listen to your music?
So they can listen to my music. I'm on all streaming platforms. So, the Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, and I don't know, there were a bunch of ones that I don't really know about. So it seems to be on all of them. I just kind of clicked everything. So you should be able to find it on most streaming platforms. And then I also have a website, which is just emilybeckmusic.com. And I have an Instagram, which is the same thing, Emily Beck Music. I'm also on Facebook and TikTok a little bit, trying to figure that out. And then I also have a Patreon, which is kind of been a new thing. It's exciting. So you can find me on there also under the same name. So Emily Beck Music. And then I have a mailing list too. If people want to join it, they can find it on my website in the contact. They can just send me their email and be added. And they get kind of a monthly little exclusive email for people that want to be involved in that kind of intimate community.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. Is there anything else you want to mention that I didn't ask?
No, I don't think so. Thank you for having me and thank you for reaching out. This has been really nice.